This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No Who Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No Who Can.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right. Hey, how are you doing? Kevin McCullough welcoming you into a very big Saturday night. We've got a huge show tonight. We're going to talk travel. We're going to talk reopening. We're going to talk, what's that, Carrie Underwood? Musical guest tonight for us before we're done. Brand new single from Carrie Underwood. We're going to let you hear that in its debut. So looking forward to that. Eric Metaxas, Andy McCarthy all signed up to be on board tonight. We've got a big, big show straight ahead. Kevin McCullough welcoming you into a very, very fun Saturday. Partly because we've got our whole crew in studio, which we don't always have, and I always look forward to the night. And when we do, because we get to have even more fun. All right, thanks for being here. Let's go to the big board. I'll talk about what's on the show real quick. So tonight, we've got, as you can see, we're packed out with guests. That's the passport mommy right there to the far left of your screen. That's Michelle Gerson. She's a travel expert, and we're going to talk about travel in the era of COVID and what it means and how we need to be more attuned to, you know, what we need to do to travel in this day and age. We'll get into that in the ladies' lounge. Andy McCarthy is right next to her on the screen. He is, of course, the former prosecutor from the Southern District of New York. And I want to ask him about the prosecutors that the attorney general in the state of New York has assigned to the Andrew Cuomo case. Since we last met last week, there have been at least four new women that have come forward. We're up to seven now, some of them with charges that are now being criminally evaluated by the Albany police and the state police in New York. So we'll get into that with the former prosecutor himself. Christine Nicholas is back with us. New York's opening up to bigger degrees of freedoms, and she's going to talk about what that means. Eric Metaxas is with us tonight. Eric Metaxas has written, it's a very cool book, here it is, called A Fish Out of Water. And this is actually very different. Metaxas normally does biographies, and he normally does them of very historical figures. This is a memoir of his own life as a young person who was raised in Queens, went to Yale, kind of found God, how that impacted his life, how it changed him, etc. Looking forward to that conversation. Then in the ladies' lounge, it will be Michelle Gerson, it will be Christine Nicholas. And before we're done tonight, special musical guest, Carrie Underwood, with some thoughts on her brand-new single, and you'll get to hear that here on the debut of it on Radio Night Live. We're so grateful to have you with us. So stick around. It's going to be a lot of fun. Phone lines are open, 888-340-3373 and extension 1 if you want to weigh in. I want to get right to this story. I'm seeing more and more. In fact, I've had probably five to a dozen people tell me in the last 2 weeks, oh, did you know about the Equality the Equality Act? They're about to pass the Equality Act. It's going to take away religious freedoms, and it's going to do all this. And it's odd that people are telling me this now, because it's mostly religious people, pastors and people that are parts of churches and so forth, that are now suddenly very concerned that the Biden administration, it may not be quite what they thought it was going to be. In fact, pro-life evangelicals for Biden, which isn't really a thing, but they called themselves a thing back in October because they jumped into the election. They were very unsuccessful because more evangelicals voted for Trump than any evangelical has voted for a Republican candidate in the history of the country. But this group, pro-life evangelicals for Biden, released a statement this week, and they said, We're shocked, I tell you, that the Biden administration didn't consult with us before passing all of these new, very, very aggressive pro-abortion stances on things. And I'm like, you were confused about this? Someone was tricking you? Someone had their hands over your eyes so you couldn't actually see what was going on during the campaign? Excuse me, some of us were saying, don't believe what they're telling you. They're really going to do exactly what they're now doing. But it's even gotten one level worse, because now there's all these pastors and preachers and heads of churches and stuff that are now suddenly writing diatribe, long emails to their congregation saying, we got to be very careful of the Equality Act because of all the changes it's trying to do. You know, put men in women's locker rooms, put men in women's bathrooms, put women, put men on the sports floor against women having to compete side by side. And I said months ago, months and months, maybe years ago, I said, there's not going to be any more women's sports if the left gets their way. There's going to be men's sports because they're going to be the ones that are the very fastest, very best, very strongest in all the things that they want to do. And then you're going to have, like, basically co-ed sports, which is where all the lame men that can't compete on the big scale are going to go try to get their athletic juices joined. Like, oh, yeah, man, I drove the lane. I dunked on a 5'4" female. Yeah, you're a big dude, man. You're a big man. So anyway, that's what the Equality Act is all about, letting men who have men parts, but they say, oh, I'm a woman. And then they say, okay, here, you can play on the women's team. And we're going to let them, and we're going to talk to them, and we're going to say, you're a woman, and we have to, and if we don't do that, then we're going to be canceled because we're being mean and vindictive in some way that we would have the audacity to say, if you have male parts, that you're a male. I know, it seems strange to me, but, you know, maybe I'm just a Neanderthal in that regard. But these pastors now that are sending these emails to their congregations and they're warning all of the people that followed them, some of them last fall went to great lengths, Tim Keller, John Piper, to put stuff out on their social media that basically was a you get out of jail free card if you vote for Biden, because we're going to say you have freedom of conscience. And now the people that were all about the freedom of conscience to let people wink, wink, nudge, nudge, it's okay to vote for the guy who's telling you he's going to destroy your country. Now that he's actually destroying your country, now we're all offended and shocked. Where were you, you pansies, last October and September and November? Leading people astray, letting them think, oh, well, we probably should take a stand on something that has some moral good to it. No, because we didn't like the mean tweeter in the White House. We thought, well, we'll just let people vote this way and then it'll go by the by. And the pro-life evangelicals came by and they said, we're going to vote for Biden. He's going to invite us to have a seat at the table on the abortion policy before he passes it. Meantime, I'm standing over in the corner going, hey guys, it's not going to work that way. It's not going to work that way. They don't work that way. They will come and they will ask you for your support. They will woo you. They will make you feel important. And then they will say, get lost, while they slit your throat, which is what they've done. So I've had it. Tim Keller, John Piper, you can go pound sand. Every local pastor in the New York area that didn't take a position, had staff members that were saying, oh, you know, vote for Bernie Sanders. That'll bring about economic justice. For all the people that push critical race theory, not admitting that it was Marxism in disguise, and now you have all of this stuff being shoved so far down your throat you can't even breathe, you got what you asked for. And now, those of us that saw the truth, knew the truth, spoke the truth, tried to do the truth, tried to express the truth to other people, now we're stuck cleaning up your baggage and the rest of the problems that we have to deal with in society as a whole anyway. So thanks. Thanks for making our lives harder and much worse. Along these lines, there's a coalition now of 11 states that are seeking to intervene with a lawsuit that's going to challenge the Biden administration on immigration. There was a public change rule that was introduced by Trump in 2019 and expanded the public definition of public change. As an immigrant who receives one or more designated public benefits for more than 12 months in a 36-month period. The reason this is important is because if you received government benefits of welfare as an illegal alien, you're not really eligible for that. That's kind of wrong to begin with. But secondly, now the Biden administration, now that they just got the $1.9 trillion stimulus package through, cleverly disguised as a tax for all eternity on the people that are yet to come, that now those illegal aliens are going to get stimulus checks as well. How does that sit with you? 888-340-3373. You dig in that? People that are not supposed to be here should not be getting the government benefits that they are. Now they're going to get stimulus checks to the tune of $2,000 per as well. Is that cool? We've lost our country, people. It's not that we're going to. It's that we have. And a lot of you that knew better stood on the sideline and encouraged it to happen along the way. And guess what? I've got no more patience with you. You were fools. You led others into foolishness. You went into foolishness. And now, like I said, those of us that were telling you the truth the whole time, now we've got to clean up all the mess because of you. So thanks. Thanks for making our life just that much more difficult while we're trying to raise our kids and pay our bills and do the things that we need to do on a daily basis. Anyway, I'm Kevin McCullough. We're going to come back from New York. We've got a big show. Former prosecutor Andy McCarthy joins me when we return right here on Radio Night Live. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough, you've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here, and thank you for joining us every Saturday night for Radio Night Live, live from New York. We love to talk about the day's issues with you. And don't forget, weeknights now, there is a weeknight version of Radio Night Live that you can follow on my social media. On Twitter, just go to @RadioNightLive. That's as simple as it gets. You can also look us up on YouTube at Radio Night Live. We're there as well. And you can get all the podcasts at Apple Podcasts and SoundCloud. We're both of those universes. Just search Radio Night Live or KMC Radio. Either one of those will get them for you. Now, as you know, if you've been paying attention to the news, the governor of New York State has been in a lot of trouble recently, and it has been now brought to the criminal level. And that's why Attorney General Letitia James this last week decided to appoint investigators and get that underway. But who are these investigators? Let's turn to Andrew McCarthy, former prosecutor from the Southern District of the federal courts in New York. And Andrew, I want to know a couple of things. One, did the attorney general exercise a proper use of her power in appointing these people? And secondly, do you know anything about the investigators? Are we going to get an independent investigation from the two that she named, Andy McCarthy?
Kevin, they're highly qualified. The June Kim, who is the lawyer that the attorney general appointed, who has criminal law experience, a great depth of that experience, was a young prosecutor in the Southern District of New York at the tail end of the time that I was there. And he went on to have a very good career, become the deputy U.S. attorney under Preet Bharara. And then when President Trump terminated Bharara, Kim became the acting U.S. attorney for 10 months.
Oh, wow.
That's important to cover because that was 10 months that was very critical in the main investigation the office was doing that time, which was a corruption investigation of Governor Cuomo's administration.
Huh.
So Kim is very familiar with Cuomo, his administration, having looked at it through the lens of corruption. And although the governor managed to evade prosecution, his top aide was convicted of several felony counts and got a 6-year federal prison sentence, basically on the testimony of another Cuomo insider who became an accomplice witness, pled guilty to corruption charges, and testified on behalf of the government. So Kim knows an awful lot about the inner workings of the Cuomo administration. He won't have to be starting from scratch. And the other prosecutor who was picked, whose last name is Clark, is an experienced litigant in employment law and in particular sexual harassment litigation. So she, in both government employment cases and private employment cases, has represented a number of plaintiffs who are just like positioned the same way as the people who are making the claims against Governor Cuomo. So I think it's a formidable team, and I don't think there's any question that the Attorney General of New York had the authority under state law to make this appointment.
Yeah. Well, you know, what's interesting about Letitia James was before she was asked, or she kind of had to wrestle away, I guess, the investigation of the governor on the sex harassment stuff. She was the first statewide elected official to publicly dispute Cuomo's numbers on the nursing home scandal, which I don't know, Andy, it's like you've got these two different kind of competing stories, and I know one is more salacious and gets the headlines, and everybody's like, oh, sexual harassment and, you know, more wrongdoing along this line, and there seems to be something very, you know, entertainment tonight-ish about it for the news channels. My heart, my thoughts, my deep grievance has been that the nursing home part of this story and what should be, I feel like, an investigation all in of itself is the much more troublesome part of the governor's behavior. Sex harassment stuff off to the side. I mean, if they're legitimate and important, then we should certainly prosecute them. But my heart really hurts for those tens of thousands of families that may have had loved ones die needlessly.
Yeah, I think that's right. The sex harassment complaints are going to be investigated. They are being investigated. And obviously, we don't want to belittle the idea that if the governor of a state turns his staff and a government office into a hostile work environment, that's not unimportant. But from the standpoint of public policy, the nursing home business is obviously much more important. And I think from the standpoint of the federal government, for sure, it's much more important. The federal government, as I understand it, is not even looking at the sexual harassment claims, nor should it. I don't see any way that it would have jurisdiction. It's clearly a state issue, and the state is looking at it and should be looking at it.
Right.
The nursing home situation, by contrast, is one not only that comes into federal jurisdiction because of some important pieces of legislation like the rights of institutionalized persons, the civil rights of them, Federal False Claims Act, which involves false claims made on the government by organizations, including government organizations that are getting federal money, like for Medicare and Medicaid, which the nursing homes do. But there's also, Kevin, a criminal aspect to it, because if the state, and we don't know exactly what they were asked and what they said, but if the Justice Department asked the Cuomo administration for information, and they cook the books on the numbers of the nursing home deaths, that's a big problem, and it could be a criminal problem because it could be false statements. It could be obstruction of a government investigation. So there's both a criminal and an important civil aspect to it from the federal standpoint on the nursing home front.
Is there anything potentially criminal about the fundraising that Cuomo did during this time? There's millions of dollars that he raised for his political campaign fund, but there's even some question. Your own colleague at National Review, Kyle Smith, had a piece in National Review yesterday talking about the suspicious nature of his book advance. And if the book was part of the narrative that was supposed to be written to kind of say, like, hey, there's nothing to see here, does that play into it at all?
Well, it could. Yeah. And now there's two things to think about here. Number one, the investigation that I talked about earlier that June Kim was involved in was conducted by the Southern District of New York from about, I think, 2014 until about 2018, 2019. And they looked at things like fundraising because it was a corruption investigation. So that is an area that's already gotten a close look. That's not to say it won't, and it shouldn't. Mm-hmm. It obviously should. But it is something that the government has looked at.
All right, Andy McCarthy, we appreciate your insight and your analysis as a former prosecutor. It makes a lot of sense what you're saying. Thanks for being with us. Please come back. Follow him on Twitter at Andrew C. McCarthy on Twitter, and then you can also read him in National Review. He's one of their senior editors there, and his legal analysis really, bar none, some of the best in the country. Kevin McCullough, when we come back, a lot yet on tonight's broadcast. Eric Metaxas, and a little bit later on, special musical guest Carrie Underwood. It's Radio Night Live. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Stimulus money is on its way, according to the Treasury Department. Americans could begin seeing their payments from the latest COVID relief bill hit their bank account as early as this weekend. The Internal Revenue Service says that people can begin to check on the status of their payments starting on Monday at their website. The first round of payments will be sent out via direct deposit, with paper checks and debit cards being mailed out later this month. And Italy is set to begin a new round of lockdowns a year after the coronavirus first hit the nation. The government says it's trying to contain a new surge in cases fueled by new, more contagious variants. On Saturday, the country recorded more than 26,000 new coronavirus cases. In half of Italy's 20 regions, new restrictions begin on Monday, with non-essential shops closed and people allowed to leave their homes only for work or health reasons. The entire country will go under those restrictions over the Easter weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word trend to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word trend to 48542. Text trend to 48542. Text the word trend to 48542.
At Landmark. So glad to have you with us. Welcome back. 888-340-3373. If you've got any thoughts on any of the discussion thus far on Radio Night Live, Kevin McCullough is my name. Honored to have you with us. I'm on the air all the time, Monday through Friday, a couple of different shows. But on Saturdays, I really look forward to being with you and ending the week because we have so much fun here. And yet to come on tonight's show, we've got Eric Metaxas with some very interesting conversation. I want to get into his actual personal life and reflections on what has happened. He's written his first memoir of his own years in life. And why? It's an interesting discussion. I think we'll delve into. And then in the ladies' lounge tonight, and we'll take your calls. I've got space all through the show to take calls tonight. 888-340-3373. But we're gonna talk to Michelle Jerson in the ladies' lounge about travel post COVID, how that has changed some things. We're gonna talk to Christine Nicholas as New York continues to open up, and hopefully other blue states are starting to do that as well. And then we'll get into, before we're done, some brand new music from musical guest Carrie Underwood, who is coming out with a bit of a twist on her newest album. It's not even fully available, but the first couple of singles are. And I look forward to getting her thoughts on some of that before we're done. So our special musical guest tonight, Carrie Underwood, joining us in the second hour as well. So we've got all that to look forward to. Now, last week, we kicked off a brand new effort here for 2021. You know that for the last couple of years, we have done some amazing stuff. And when I say that, I mean it. I do not say that lightly. We, the listeners to this show, this one little weekend show, have done some amazing things, liberating last year alone more than 247 human slaves in, caught in the slave traffic of, Sudan and, the problems there. I am so proud of that. I am so proud of you for what you have done. Over the last 3 years, more than 600 slaves have been liberated just from your efforts. I spent almost a half hour on the phone this morning with a woman who called to say she wanted just a little bit more information about CSI, our partner, in order to be able to participate. I was able to tell her how the program works. I kind of walked her through it, and by the time she was done, she said, not only do I want to free a slave, I'm going to tell every one of my friends that I have how I want them to be involved, too. So last week, we announced the brand new effort, and 192 is our goal. That's the number of slaves that we know where they are. We know who their names are. We know who their slave masters are. We're beginning conversations with their slave masters to give them their liberation. And when they get back home to South Sudan, they are going to be able to take on a new life in a way that they've never had it before. They're going to have grain to feed themselves. They're going to have seed to plant for their future needs. They're going to have a she-goat to do some micro-commerce in and to hopefully micro-enterprise their way to a better future with that ability to provide for themselves. But it all starts with getting them liberated. And the cost to liberate them and to give them all the supplies they need to start their life brand new forever is a one-time cost of $250. $250 sets a slave free. So last week we announced the goal of 192. Let's put up the bumper back on the screen, because I want to say in our first week, and we barely even mentioned it, we've already had 7 human beings liberated from slavery in the last week. We've already had 7 of those 192 spoken for. That leaves 185 that we are yet hoping to liberate before the end of this year. Here's how simple it is. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010 puts you in contact with Christian Solidarity International. They are my more than a dozen year partner in this effort. They have liberated literally tens of thousands, nearly 80,000, 100,000 slaves since the end of the Sudanese Civil War, and their goal is to liberate all of them. There's about 30 or 40,000 that are left in captivity. We are trying to do all that we can to get them free, and if we are able to liberate another couple of hundred this year, that's going to make a huge difference. Our goal is 192, 7 of them already liberated. Thank you. And the 185 lives that have not yet been liberated, you can help us tonight. 888-342-1010. You could do $25 a month for 10 months. You could do $50 a month for 5 months. You do a one-time gift of $250. But when you give that gift tonight, whichever combination, you're taking a human being and you're giving them back the dignity that God gave them. And I couldn't be more proud than to serve an audience that makes this such a priority in their life, as you've proven. Because you haven't just gotten to goal. You haven't missed the goal. You've gone way beyond the goal every year that we've done this. And this year, I hope that we can do the same thing. 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. Call tonight and say, hey, I want to do $50 a month for 5 months. That'll take care of one slave. And you probably won't even feel it. $50 over the course of a month, that's a couple of dollars a day. You can do this. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Kevin McCullough coming right back from New York. Eric Metaxas joins me when we continue.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
604-2575 or visit Landmark. You're listening to Radio Night Live, live from New York City. I'm so honored here in the first hour to welcome back my friend, Eric Metaxas, who, as soon as I lost and was deplatformed from my 150,000 followers on Twitter, no longer had me on his show anymore. I don't know if that was just coincidence or what, but we're welcoming him on my show because he's still my friend, regardless of the size of my non-existent Twitter platform. Eric, welcome back. Good to have you.
I'm sitting on a yacht here with Beyonce and Jack Dorsey, and I've gone over to the other side.
Listen, buddy, if you know this,
and I want your audience to hear this, if ever I can do anything to help you, including have you on my program, I'm drooling to do it. You're one of my heroes, and I really mean it because I have been. We don't need to get into that, but we've all been canceled and stuff. And to me, it's a badge of honor, Kevin. I knew someday these things would happen to me and to you. But let's be honest, it's a badge of honor. We're doing the best we can to speak the truth, and there are millions of Americans looking to folks like us, saying, well, what the heck is going on? Can you help me make sense of it? And I feel honored that I get to be any part of that, and you're a big part of that, and you've actually helped my audience a lot to understand this stuff, because it is crazy. We all know it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, and we're speaking with Eric Metaxas, who does host his own broadcast on the Salem Network. It's in markets coast to coast, and I encourage you to listen to it. You can also get the podcast and listen on your own schedule. I find that most of the media that I now consume, I no longer consume in a live setting. I almost always consume things when I have the need to. So his podcast is available. They're available everywhere you can aggregate podcasts. Tune in, Apple, SoundCloud, you name it, Eric Metaxas is there.
The best, I'll say this too, is that I still have been able to post most things that I do as videos on Rumble and on YouTube. And I'll tell you right now, we have an interview on YouTube. I should talk to you about this offline with Jack Axie, who has the contents of the Hunter Biden laptop. I had him on my program, and people can watch the YouTube thing, but it is so hair-raising, Kevin. It is stunning that people aren't covering this. I have no words. It is so dark on every level in terms of corruption and filth. It's beyond belief. I'm telling you, there's going to be a reckoning. There's no way this kind of stuff can be buried forever. It's coming out, and I did my part by interviewing Jack Maxie, but I'm telling you, this stuff is going to come out. It can't stay buried.
Well, and that is one of the reasons why I think you and I have become such good friends. And when I tease you at the beginning of the segment, my listeners know that, of course, I'm just busting chops. But I really have deep appreciation for you, Eric, and for what you're trying to do and have done for so long in print in other capacities. But now you have this opportunity to do it over the airwaves as well. Speaking of print, there is a brand new memoir that's out, and the question that was asked by the publisher who sent this to me says, what happens when one of America's most beloved biographers writes his own biography? The name of it is Fish Out of Water, A Search for the Meaning of Life. It is written by one, Eric Metaxas. I have an uncorrected copy, so I've gone through and without realizing it was the uncorrected copy, edited all of your pages where there were. No, I'm kidding. I'm excited to delve into this, Eric, because unlike some of the other things you've written, this is far more personal. Talk to me about what the inspiration for this was.
Well, first of all, I'll tell you. Because your audience is a New York audience, I can unabashedly say this is a New York story. I was born in New York City. My parents came from the old country. My father came from Greece. My mother came from Germany. They met in an English class in Manhattan in 1956. They got married in 59. I always joke around, if you're raised half German and half Greek, that means you're going to be raised Greek, which is exactly what happened, right? I got the name Metaxas. You go to a Greek Orthodox church. I went to Greek Orthodox parochial school in Corona, Queens. I was a Queens boy, grew up in Queens like our friend Donald Trump. And really, in my core, that's who I am. And people don't know that side of me. They think of me as some, you know, horn rim wearing Yale person. And, you know, that's like a persona you put on later in life. But who I am in my gut, I'm the son of Nick and Anna Rose Metaxas. In fact, right now, as I'm talking to you, I'm in my childhood bedroom because I'm visiting my parents. And I got to tell you, writing about my story, it's kind of a classic, you know, son of immigrants, New York story. And I think we need to tell those stories. And I also think that there's a lot of humor in those stories. And, you know, most people don't know the Greek immigrant story. They think they watched Big Fat Greek Wedding and they got it. That's kind of the cartoon version. my version is a little bit more nuanced, but it's really, it is about family. It's funny. It's all that kind of stuff, but it's very much in the beginning of the book. It's a New York book. And I think lately the greatest thing I could tell you, Kevin, is that I've been getting tons of emails of people saying they're crying, laughing, because some of the stories of me and my dad and stuff, they're insane stories, but the fact that people are laughing, I thought, I want to write a book that people are going to really enjoy, because in these insane times, the least we could do is have something uplifting and funny and whatever. So I'm, you know, you could tell I'm excited. I'm excited I finally got this out.
Well, and I've always thought it would be interesting to try to evaluate one's own life, to try to put it into words and to try to explain the significance of what that story is. What is Eric Metaxas' story? What is the what is the bottom line that you want people to take away from your willingness to document an examination of yourself?
Well, I mean, first of all, the book is really, it's the story of my family growing up, and it ends around my 25th birthday. So it's really not an autobiography. It ends around my 25th birthday because I was really lost. I was a good kid. I studied hard. I got good grades. I did everything right. But when you really think about what's the meaning of life, I was really lost.
Okay, Eric, hold that thought, because we're going to keep you over for the next segment as well. And the book is called Fish Out of Water. Eric Metaxas is its author. Brand new by Eric Metaxas, who you can listen to on many of these stations weekdays at various times. Just check the local listings for details of when the Eric Metaxas show airs. You can also get it on podcast. So many people do. Tens of thousands are listening that way over live releases every day as well. You can get mine as well. Just look up Eric Metaxas at Apple Podcast or SoundCloud or any of your other favorite podcast aggregators. Do the same thing for Kevin McCullough Radio or Radio Night Live. When we continue, Eric stays with us. That'll take us up to the Ladies Lounge in hour number two tonight, where we have Michelle Gerson, Christine Nicholas, and before we're done, musical guest Carrie Underwood joining us. Should be a great second hour. I hope you'll stick around for us there as well. We're coming back to you live from New York. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets. and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
As he documents his journey, his parents coming from Greece, his growing up in Queens, his being educated in the Ivy Leagues, Eric Metaxas tries to answer the question, what is the search for the meaning of life, in his new book, Fish Out of Water. And I encourage you to get a copy of it because I believe it will encourage you and hopefully encourage others as you pass it on and share it. But Eric continues with us now. And Eric, I'm always grateful for your time, and thank you for all the times you've asked me to comment on things on your broadcast. I love your audience. Your people are my people, and I.
You and me.
Yeah. So
exactly, especially your New York audience. I mean, look, I live in New York now. I grew up in New York. I was born in New York. I can't wait to vote for Curtis Sliwa as my next mayor. By God,
or John Catsimatidis. I mean, if he's in the race, you know.
No, I don't think he's going to run. I don't think he's going to. I think he's the next governor. He needs to be the governor.
But man, anyway, how much? Okay, just pause there for a second. How much different would this state be if John Catsimatidis was governor and Curtis Sliwa was mayor?
I think it's going to happen. I think you and I are going to do everything we can to make it happen, but it would be the greatest thing in the world. You were asking me before we went to the break about what happened to me, whatever. What I said is, like, if you grow up in a New York environment, working class, salt of the earth, and then you go to a place like Yale University, suddenly you're among the cultural elites who think the way Obama and, you know, Hillary Clinton think, and suddenly you think, gee, what's real? Is this real? And I really drank the Kool-Aid. Shame on me. I drank the Kool-Aid, and I got very, very confused. And the punchline of the story, it doesn't come till the end of my book, because most of the book is really funny, crazy stuff. But the end of the book, I end up moving back in with my parents. I'm out of college 3 years, and they're looking at me like, what's wrong with you? Like, we worked menial jobs. We didn't get to go to college. We didn't get to grow up in America where you have food on the table every day, and you don't know what you're doing with yourself. But I was really lost, and in the middle of that misery, I had a miracle happen. I don't use that word lightly. I never would use it. I don't mean, oh, it was a blessing, it was great. No. I mean, it was a flat-out insane miracle. God spoke to me. I tell it in the book, but the bottom line, people can get the story at my website, ericmetaxas.com, if they just want to cut to the chase, but it changed my life. It changed everything. And I said, what all my buddies at Yale would laugh at, which is believing in the God of the Bible, that is true. That is the meaning of life. That is why we're on this planet. And if anybody's interested in knowing if there's a God who loves me and who walks with me and who sees what I'm going through, that's the point of life. And there's some people that they're too good to go in that direction. I realized I was not. I needed help. And I think most people at some point in life, you get to that place. So that's the end of the book. And I think it is a message for our time. People are asking questions. That's
I think
the
so.
Answer. I don't say it because I came up with it. I say it because I think it's true.
Yeah, and it's something that impacted you. Fish Out of Water, the name of the book, A Search for the Meaning of Life. It is Eric Metaxas' own memoir about his days and what God has done in his life as he went on this exciting and funny journey. You're going to laugh a lot, but it'll make you think as well.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout.
right now. Click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30 count bottle of immune booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.